if you're looking for something, you're going to find it and you're going to start forcing trades. And so having these long-term biases about, hey, price is going to be going up because the dollar is weakening, or oil, or whatever you trade. If you have a long-term bias for short-term scalping traders, which Jordan and I are, and we encourage newer traders to do, then that's actually not helpful. It actually actively hurts.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Anarchy Trading Podcast. You know, Levi and I sometimes have to brainstorm for hours over ideas to talk about on this podcast. Sometimes they just come to us, you know, well, in the shower, sitting on the toilet, going on road trips. But sometimes we have to actually give it some serious thought. One of the ones that came to me recently, and I think I was on my motorcycle ride home from work, was the topic of fundamental analysis. And why? Well, just last week, I was in the middle of a US 30 trade or Dow trade, and suddenly price dropped like a rock. And hey, now mind, I trade during the London session, but it turns out that there was some news that had dropped for Europe. It affected US 30 and fortunately went in my direction, hit my TP, and I was a happy camper. But it got me thinking, we haven't really discussed fundamental analysis much on this channel, right? Or on this podcast. But it's something that if you listen to the gurus and everyone online, it's a very large part. Some people are huge fundamental analysis traders. I think of Trader Nick, like he's one of the quote unquote gurus that I actually really respect quite a bit, minus him selling software for like $900 or what is it, $1,500 now. I digress. But the point is, I respect him quite a bit, and he is a huge proponent of fundamental analysis. So today, Levi and I wanted to discuss, listen, what is fundamental analysis compared to technical analysis maybe? What do we think is better or worse, and why? So Levi, what's up, my friend?
Nothing much. Time in... I've been in Nebraska and just in the middle of nowhere.
What do you do in Nebraska, by the way? What do you do there?
Nothing. So I'm in Kearney, Nebraska right now, and there's this Kearney.
Is this like when I think Kearneys, I'm thinking like carnivals. I'm thinking of like a circus.
Yeah, it's Kearney. It's spelled K-E-A-R-N-E-Y.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's really Kearney, but you know, anyway, there's these sandhill cranes that fly through every year. There's a choke point that their migration goes straight through Kearney, Nebraska. And it's like their thing. And I love this, you know, I love the people. It's been nice to kind of slow down a little bit here. But we went out to watch the migration. I was kind of expecting, like, you know, when you see those videos, like the National Geographic of like these, I don't know, huge flocks of birds in like Africa somewhere, and like millions and millions of birds. I was kind of expecting that because like it'd been really hyped up.
Like, I'm thinking like Fly Away Home, by the way. Blast from the Past. Watching Fly Away Home?
Blast from the Past. Yes. That was an absolute classic, absolute banger. That made me want to get a one of the ultralights because as a kid, that just was my dream.
Speaking of what, so you just remind me, I have to break in one. Do you know, what do you call a dinosaur fart?
I don't know.
A blast from the past.
Good grief. I thought of it. I came to me right before you said it. Good grief.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
See, last episode, you said you were feeling old. You're like, oh no, my kids are like, oh, my kids are like back in the old day. Well, you're not really helping yourself with that.
Anyway, I digress.
Anyway,
finish your bird story.
Good grief. The point of the story was that we went out to look at the sandhill cranes flying over, and it was just like, I was underwhelmed. That's all. That was it. I was underwhelmed.
Were there millions of them?
Lot. Like, there were a lot, but there weren't millions of them. There were like, I'd seen bigger flocks of Canadian geese flying overhead. That's all I'm saying. That's all I got. I'm sorry. Hey, look, if you're from Kearney, Nebraska, I ain't dissing you. Much respect. I don't know whether we have listeners from Kearney, Nebraska. But I actually do like it here, but nobody actually leaves town because there's nothing outside of town. So I've been stuck inside Kearney for a while. Anyway, the whole point of this is that I'm leaving Nebraska this week. So I'm going up to New York and then going back down to South Carolina, kind of my home base. So I'm going I'm looking forward to it. That was a really long side quest to get around to the top can. But yeah, fundamental analysis. When we were first learning, our mentor John, he didn't specifically kind of really teach us the importance of fundamental analysis, but there were a lot of people who like push fundamental analysis was really important. You mentioned
Nick.
He does, and I remember watching him back in the day. So like So day trading, when you're talking really short, so just for definitions, technical analysis is when you're just looking at like stuff on the chart. So when you're just
price
looking
action,
at,
yeah, look at
price
chart.
Yeah, well, price
yeah, but
action,
yeah, it includes
but it also,
indicators, it lines,
right, includes all that stuff. It includes the
oscillators,
right? Includes price action. It also includes all the BS that we've all talked about a million times that are just clogging up your chart. But fundamental analysis is like, okay, you know, the health of the company, like, is there economic things that are coming up? Is there, you know, is the company or the economy, whatever that you're selling, doing well? If you're trading gold, what things are going to drive gold up? Maybe because the dollar is getting really weak because the freaking U.S. government keeps pumping out more millions of trillions of dollars. Maybe that. Maybe that's going to cause gold prices.
Maybe
to go up.
A few bombs going off in the Middle East.
Right, all that stuff that changes, it's the actual undergirdings of what causes the market to go up and down, right? So that's fundamental analysis. So the question is, like, does that matter to me? If I'm taking trades that are days long, then probably, yeah. If I'm taking trades that are minutes long, does it? I guess that's a question. For me, just to kind of, I don't know, spoil the ending of my opinion, I don't really care all that much. Other than I try to avoid any, you know, any direct fundamental things that might affect my trading. So like news, we've talked about news before and that we try to avoid it because news gets really unpredictable. But my point, I think my main problem, my main reason with trying to avoid fundamental analysis is because I trade very short time frames. The market's way more complicated than you think. And there are people much smarter than me dealing with fundamental analysis. And my problem is if I'm trying to gain an edge through fundamental analysis, there's a lot of smarter people who are also doing that.
Now, when
that.
You say smarter, you mean you're talking about senators, right?
Yeah. Yes. Senators who have very smartly, they trade better than Warren Buffett. And somehow they just knew that Nvidia was going to take off to the moon. I don't know. They somehow knew that this acquisition was going to shoot the stock price up to 600%. You know, if only I'd been a senator or a son of a senator, we wouldn't have to be here talking on a podcast. Anyway, that's my take. I try to avoid it just because it complicates it for me. And when I'm trading on really short time frames, news is way more complicated. And that's why sometimes good economic news comes out and the indices plummet, which is to me a caveman. I go, well, that's crazy. Like noobs buy stuff because they think, oh, the news was good, therefore price go up. And it's just not how it works. And it gets way more complicated than that. And I just end up screwing myself over.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I've had a up and down relationship with fundamental analysis. So I mentioned Trader Nick, awesome podcast. I honestly learned a lot from him kind of about I really appreciated his honesty. Like it kept me trading in the beginning when he talked very openly that it took him years to become successful. Right. And he's a huge proponent of fundamental analysis. He's a swing trader and full disclosure, his software that he sells, like the A1 Edge Finder, I actually have it. Long story how I got it. I entered a free giveaway for it back in the day when I was still experimenting trading. There was a NBA, what do you call it? Like essentially for the Sweet 16 or whatever, there was a whole, what do they call it? Where you just guess the winner and who wins. What's that called?
Oh, bracket. Raffle?
Brackets, essentially who was going to win the Sweet 16 or whatever. I went for like, how many games is there? 30 games. I went 29 for 30. I don't even watch the NBA, by the way. I don't. So I literally just went on there, guessed, and I went like 29 for 30, won the whole giveaway, and, you know, won the Edge Finder. And so I am a nerd when it comes to like trading data. Dude. So it's super cool. So like I have the software, and for nerding out on fundamental analysis and kind of all the various aspects, whether it's inflation or GDP or, you know, jobs or anything, like it's super cool. But I get back to the point that, okay, I was using it for a while and it made a difference. Like it's cool. The software is cool. Fundamental analysis is cool when you're swing trading. But then as I started trading, as we've mentioned before, lower and lower time frames, I don't care if the worst news in the world came out for the US dollar on the 1 minute time chart. It means absolutely nothing because price is going to just fluctuate everywhere. And when it comes to that, price action is going to be key. It doesn't matter whether, as you said, I'm not smart enough to know why, but sometimes it doesn't matter what the news comes out. Price, as we know, price can go anywhere at any time. And it usually, I found out, just started hurting my trading and it wasn't helping. Like, okay, I'm short biased due to the fact that the dollar is weak. Like, you know, everything, there's a war in the Middle East, gold, like honestly, right now, okay, now it kind of makes sense. But tell me before all this, why was gold skyrocketing to the moon while the dollar was also weak? Like things were like the dollar was going up as well as the gold was going up together. They should be going in opposite directions. Like, I don't know why. I'm not smart enough, but the fundamental analysis, I feel like it doesn't affect me. And it's not something, and get this, guys, and this is my other thing about fundamental analysis, it's not something that your brain can learn.
Yeah. It's definitely more, you know, education where you're trying to, and this actually applies to what we just talked about the it can give you having a bias of what, like, okay, well, there's a downward bias, you know, there's a short bias on gold, say you're trading gold, right? Yeah. And you're using the Edge Finder or whatever, which takes into account, you know, historical trends and all that stuff. There's a downward bias. Well, that's actually not terribly helpful, especially if you're trading like, and this is where he swing trades, which is different. You're holding for longer, but if you're doing short-term trades, having a long-term bias for me isn't helpful. It's actually hurts because now instead of reacting to what price is actually doing, you can very easily start trying to force trades. So if you think there's a downward bias on the Dow, let's say, I'm going to be looking for shorts. Well, I shouldn't be looking for anything. And I think that's when, and you mentioned this the other day where you were, you know, you called out, which is actually, we hadn't done an episode on that, and maybe we should do a full episode on that, but you called out the people who talk about using higher time frames to kind of get your directional bias. I like that. And I don't think we'd ever done a full episode on that, but that's actually a unique view. And because you're right. I don't think it's helpful to have a bias of where price is going. If I'm looking, and I hear that in like, all the time, which is, well, hey, we're in a downward trend, so just be looking for shorts. Well, if you're looking for a specific trade,
it's the blue dot
principle,
right? You mentioned it's the blue dot principle.
Yeah. Go back to and re-listen to the gold, blue and gold, black and white dress thing. The blue dot principle podcast. And yeah, if you're looking for something, you're going to find it and you're going to start forcing trades. And so having these long-term biases about, hey, price is going to be going up because the dollar is weakening or oil or whatever you trade. If you have a long-term bias for short-term scalping traders, which Jordan and I are, and we encourage newer traders to do, then that's actually not helpful. It actually actively hurts.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why, I mean, if anyone asked me about fundamental analysis, I think you should be educated on the markets, right? Like, I think everyone should go study, learn what makes price go up and down. Like, learn about, like, if you trade indices, you should know, okay, what makes up the indices? How do indices work? Like, what does affect price? Like, you should just be knowledgeable, honestly, just for your own education. But let's be honest, after that, the simple way to keep yourself from getting in trouble, just ignore, ignore and stay out of all news releases. Don't trade them, and then just trade price action, guys. Fundamental analysis at the end of the day for short-term traders, as you said, as we're encouraging people to be, I think is honestly completely, and maybe a hot take, but completely irrelevant.